When Caracas has denounced the U.S.'s call for Argentina to seize a Venezuelan cargo plane grounded in Buenos Aires since June, President Nicolas Maduro says Washington aims to steal a plane that is legally owned by Venezuela. The remarks came after the U.S. Justice Department said the aircraft being sold by Iran's Mahan Air airline to Venezuela's Emtrasur company is a, quote, unauthorized transfer. Washington says the transfer is in violation of U.S. export control laws. Because both airlines are under sanctions, the plane has been stuck in Argentina since June the 8th. On Monday, Argentine's federal judge ordered the departure of a dozen of 19 crew members who include Iranians and Venezuelans. The order was issued after Iran summoned Argentina's envoy last week and called for the departure of its nationals. Tehran says Iranian trainers are on board the plane in accordance with international aviation regulations. Radio host and journalist Jeff J. Brown joins us now from Normandy. Mr. Brown, welcome to the program. Give us your perspective on the U.S.'s stance regarding this Venezuelan cargo plane that has been stuck in Argentina for a while now.
Be honest, what has changed in the last 500 years? The best pirates have always been Western countries, the Europeans and later the Americans. This has been going on for many, many hundreds of years. The United States makes up rules that it uses to steal assets from other countries. And then Western countries like the United Kingdom and France use the same Western sanctions to also steal assets from other countries, Venezuelan gold, North Korean ships. So this should not be surprising. We can remember the four Iranian tankers back in 2020 that were full of Venezuelan oil. The last time recently, you know, Iran called America's bluff and got their ship back from Greece. But this is just standard operating procedure for Western empire and global capitalism.
Mr. Brown, the U.S. Justice Department said the aircraft being sold by Iran's Mahan Air to Venezuela's Emtrasur company is a, quote, unauthorized transfer. How can the United States make this transfer its business at all?
Well, because it has appointed itself, and let's be honest, since the end of World War II, it has been able to get away with genocide, exploitation of natural resources, exploitation of human resources. I mean, look what they're doing, and they're stealing Syrian oil, they're stealing Iraqi oil. They stole, you know, a North Korean ship in 2018. They even steal from their own citizens. I mean, the United States is. I mean, when I think of the United States, I think of that. You know, the great Batman movies with the Joker. You know, Jack Nicholson and Heath Ledger in two Batman movies played great roles. They're psychopaths, and Western empire is psychopathic, and they don't honor any treaties unless it serves their own interests. They are above the law. They totally ignore the UN Charter. They are like a rogue. They are the rogue nation. The United States and West and NATO are the rogue nations of the world. And they act like mafia gangsters, and hopefully now that with Russia, since they're now have stolen everything from Russia that's not inside Russian territory, hopefully now we can put a stop to this, and countries like Iran and Russia have a powerful enough military to put their foot down. Unfortunately, Venezuela doesn't. And of course, they haven't touched North Korea either since 2018, because North Korea has shown the world that they have thermonuclear intercontinental ballistic missiles that can land on New York and Washington, D.C. So let's hope for a better future.
All right, thanks a lot, radio host and journalist Jeff J. Brown joining us from Normandy.